Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this morning's edition of An Eye on the Sky. Usually, a morning like this would be described as mild and somewhat muggy, and it is, but so often weather is a comparison to what came before or what's coming up. In this case, the tropical humidity of the past 2 days means this morning feels refreshing and cooler, even though temperatures in the upper 50s and low 60s are a little warmer than normal. In addition, low clouds, patches of fog, and drizzle are giving us a dampish start to the day. The cooler air gradually pushed south yesterday behind a slow-moving cold front, found south of New England this morning, extending west to the Ohio Valley, and expected to stall there. Weak high pressure has built in its wake, but that's promoted light winds, leaving residual moisture in place. This morning's patches of drizzle and fog will lift, with a mainly cloudy, quiet day, some breaks of sun possible this afternoon, mostly in the broader valleys. By tonight, some clearing should develop from the Green Mountains west, while a storm along the front to our south and east will keep some clouds through eastern areas overnight, especially New Hampshire. At the same time, a more significant, more convincing weather system approaches from the northwest tomorrow. We find a cold front dropping southwest from strong low pressure over Hudson Bay into the Great Lakes this morning. The front should reach the St. Lawrence Valley later tomorrow. However, the moisture will be limited out ahead of it, so just scattered hit-or-miss showers or a thunderstorm ahead of the front, starting near midday through the St. Lawrence Valley and Adirondacks, spreading east tomorrow afternoon through much of the region, not reaching New Hampshire and far southern areas until late in the day. Those hit-or-miss showers will move out tomorrow night. Skies will clear as much cooler, less humid air settles in on Friday, thanks to a fairly strong area of high pressure. It will limit highs to the upper 60s to mid-70s Friday and Saturday, tumbling into the 40s and low 50s at night. As we go through the weekend, we'll have to watch the potential development of a storm to the east of New England Saturday night into Sunday. It may circulate some clouds into the region, especially through New Hampshire, and possibly west to the Green Mountains. From Sunday into Monday, the cool temperatures will gradually moderate with a modest warming trend, returning temperatures to seasonable levels for early next week. Now back to the forecast details. Cloudy skies, some patches of fog and drizzle lifting, just some limited breaks of sun midday and afternoon, mostly in the valleys. Highs will range from the low 70s to upper 70s north to south. The winds will be light. Tonight, some clearing this evening from west to east, late in New Hampshire. Areas of river valley fog, lows in the 50s to near 60 north, 60 to 65 south. Thursday, morning sun, then building clouds, a rising chance of showers or thunderstorms in the St. Lawrence Valley in New York by early afternoon, spreading east during the afternoon, reaching New Hampshire late. Highs in the 70s to near 80 north, in the low to mid-80s south. That's the weather story from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Make it a great day. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with An Eye on the Sky.